David and about 600 of his men were hiding from King Saul in an area where Nabal's men were shearing his huge flock of sheep. Rather than taking some of the animals, David sent 10 men to politely ask for a minimal amount of food and resources. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. Nabal refused. He insulted David, questioned his motives, and showed no interest whatsoever in sharing anything. Nabal's wife, Abigail, learned of this, gave generously to David, and begged forgiveness for her foolish husband. The Lord struck Nabal, and he died. Then Abigail became David's wife. Like Nabal, many people make the mistake of hoarding instead of giving generously. They refuse to respond to the needs of others, even when opportunities are presented by God. In the world's economy, significance is gained through the possession of assets. But in God's economy, significance is gained through the sharing of assets. Guatemala City is home to one of the largest evangelical church buildings in the world. Years ago, I visited the facility and was shocked to learn that the congregation consists of lower-income families. I asked the pastor how they got the money to build such an incredible structure. He told me, "All Christians derive our meaning and purpose in life from our relationship with Christ, but we derive our significance on earth from sharing whatever we have. Our congregation wants to be significant. Sharing with others is God's way out of poverty of the soul." God presents all of us with opportunities to share with others. Will you respond with the disdain of Nabal or with the open hands of an Abigail? Now don't forget that December is the most important month for charitable giving. If you've been blessed by this ministry, please consider a gift to this radio station and also to Crown at crown.org.